It's Friday, February 26th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. More vaccines could be approved very soon. One from Johnson & Johnson, and another from a company called Novavax. If authorized, this vaccine could be one of the most potent weapons against the pandemic. Early data shows that it could be the first shot to slow down asymptomatic spread and potentially provide longer-lasting protection. The other part of this story is the company itself. Novavax was a small biotech company that has tried to develop an approved vaccine with no success so far. Gregory Zuckerman, special writer at the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how Novavax turned its company around to make an effective COVID vaccine. Thanks for joining us, Gregory.
Of course. Great to be here.
We've been talking a lot about vaccines, obviously. We have Pfizer and Moderna right now. We're hoping to get a few more approved very soon. Johnson & Johnson is coming up. We're also hearing very good things about Novavax. And part of this whole story about the science and the companies behind making these vaccines has just been so interesting to me. Obviously, in Pfizer and Moderna, their vaccines, that technology had never been proven before. And now those are the two that we have approved here in the United States. For Novavax, they had such a roller coaster of a business history. People called them at one point the little company that couldn't because they never really produced the vaccine, but they were trying so hard in a bunch of different avenues. But now they're on board and they could be approved very soon. Their vaccine has some potential benefits that others don't. And it's just an interesting story overall. So, Greg, tell us a little bit more about Novavax, their vaccine, and their company.
They're a little company outside Washington, D.C. And when you think about this whole period, it's just shocked us in so many ways, how we've handled it, the companies have come to the rescue. And there's really no one more surprising than this company, Novavax. I'm talking about beginning of 2020. They had about 6 months of cash left and they were going to go out of business. And their employees were, they had one foot out the door. They were looking for jobs. Stock was at $4 a share, was under $4 a share. So there really was nobody less likely to come up with a vaccine to save us as this company, Novavax. They tried and tried for years. At one point, their only product was this product, cream for hot flashes for postmenopausal women. And even that thing didn't sell. So it was kind of a loser company that had tried and tried and failed and failed. And yet, it's a real tribute to the scientists there. Under the radar, they were plugging along and making tweaks and improving this vaccine strategy they have. And lo and behold, they're like early last year, they're like, you know what? We think we have a shot at coming out with a vaccine. And they succeeded. It's not approved yet, but in the next few weeks, it likely will be.
Yeah, and we got very good early data for them that it does protect against coronavirus. It may be one of the first to be shown that stems asymptomatic spread, which is very important. It can provide longer lasting protection and it doesn't have to be kept at the same cold storage temperatures that some of the other ones do. So there's a lot of potential benefits with this one here. Tell us about their vaccine platform because it's different from the mRNA one that we've been hearing about. How does theirs work?
So this one is a little bit more traditional, not exactly the kind of vaccine we all think of historically, which is sort of you get the real virus and you, as they say, kill it or water it down. It's not like that, but it's called a protein subunit, which is basically they create the spike protein outside the body in a lab. It's actually using, believe it or not, cells from insects. Originally, they were these army worms are called, and they use a virus that's actually a virus that affects animals and affects insects, and they create that in the lab. They create the spike protein in the lab, and they put it together with this adjuvant, which is just sort of like this substance that boosts the immune reaction in the body. They put it together, and they put it in the vaccine, and they put it in your arm. And basically, it sends the spike protein into the arm, as opposed to, like you said, the mRNA, which is a code, which gives you instructions, the body instructions, hey, go create this spike protein. The Novavax vaccine, it's already been created, shoots it in your arm. And there's some people, some scientists I've talked to who believe it's maybe the most durable of them all, and it's the one they want to take. So again, this kind of dinky, unlikely company may have, it's not clear yet, may have the best vaccine of them all.
That will have to bear out. But as you mentioned, there's a lot of hope for it. And I do love the kind of history of the company, the business history of the company, because you know, if they do have a successful one, this will be their very first successful thing, basically. You know, they were working on vaccines for HIV, SARS, MERS, Ebola, the flu. Everything either didn't pan out in clinical trials or whatever the epidemic that they were working for, those kind of ebbed down. So maybe their vaccine wasn't needed anymore. Obviously, the need is paramount with COVID-19, so it's still here. But tell us a little bit more about their ups and downs. Their shares were only a few cents at one point. Now they're doing great. They were kicked off Wall Street of the NASDAQ market at one point. So this is really a comeback story for them as well.
Yeah, it's also a story about persistence and resilience. And I kind of focus on the aha moments and the scientists and the breakthrough moments. But a lot of science is just sort of slowly improving over the years, whatever you're working on, and learning about viruses, learning about approaches and tweaking things. And we don't give enough credit to sort of like the long slog, the process. And it takes years and years. And these guys, they were kind of seen as a loser company and they kept failing. But when it comes to at least the biotech world, you can fail with a drug or a vaccine and still have some pretty good ideas. It just some reason it just didn't go right. And maybe the virus dried up like Ebola or MERS or something where you're working on it and it's not needed by the time you put it together, or it just doesn't meet the endpoint by a little bit. There are all kinds of reasons why you can fail. And, some of us on the outside see this company and it's trading at $3 and they've never succeeded at anything and we dismiss it. There were a lot of people a year ago who were just sort of mocking Novavax and who are these people to get money from the government, because they got billions from the government and from others, from nonprofits, from the Gates Foundation. And people literally wrote stories. Well, there's got to be something nefarious going on, because who are these people, Novavax, to actually get money and support? But sometimes there's serious scientists who just haven't had success, but they are diligent and serious and they're making improvements. And it's a story about just resilience, I think.
There's a lot of details in the story. I suggest everybody go out and read through it all. You're right, though. They got about $2 billion in combined funding from all these different sources, to help them get there. And there's still a lot of difficulties coming up. Production of the doses of vaccine will be difficult. I think they had a factory that they had to end up getting rid of at one point. So they had to push back some things, their clinical trials. Things have been pushed back because of these complexities. But they have to get that in order, get approved, and these are the next steps for them.
They're not out of the woods just yet. It hasn't yet been okayed by the regulators, and they still have to produce a lot of it. They've got agreements in place to manufacture them. So it's still not clear yet, though, whether they've hit their home run, but they're close. And it is a testament. It's a fascinating thing that the biggest pharmaceutical companies that you would have expected to have saved us from this pandemic, companies like Merck, who produce the most vaccines, they are the vaccine experts, GSK, all kinds of big companies. They weren't there for us for various reasons. They either tried and failed, or they just weren't as focused on coronavirus. And yet it was like these unlikely characters that stepped up and getting us out of this pandemic, hopefully.
Well, hopefully they get approved soon. We need as many vaccines as possible out there. So we'll see how that all pans out. Gregory Zuckerman, special writer at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, great to be here.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.